Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Yep, this looks like it. Okay, now we have Ciara Higgins in front of me and David, her other half. Welcome to you both.
Hi, how are you?
You don't need those, Dave, you know. Well, so that's what you look like. You're our wild Atlantic wanderer.
Yeah.
And because we asked somebody to you know, come on the radio and talk to us, and we were talking to you.
Yeah.
And so this is what you look like in real life.
This is me. Even better in real life
than on the phone. And David, you're welcome.
How's it going, Ryan?
Dragged along.
I sure look.
By the scruff of your neck, by your bird. Listen, it's great to see you, Ciara.
You're
as lovely as I thought you would be, so that's great.
You
have been made our Tubberty Wild Atlantic Way Wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke to you about before about your bucket list.
Because
you're just going on all these kind of nerdy tours around Ireland.
Great. Yeah, so I've been going like everywhere for the last couple of weeks, bringing David along while pulling him out of the bed in the morning to head off the country somewhere.
Yeah.
And I've really had a great, brilliant time. Like, I don't even really want to go out far in because I've loved what I've seen so far.
Yeah, you've been around and what do you go to? You do a lot of walking around, don't you?
Yeah, well, like we went to Cashel, we went to the Blarney Stone, which was brilliant, really scary. Like, you know, I didn't realise you actually have to like be bent down under the rock by some man, but it was really and you know, it's funny, it was the day before I first talked to you that I kissed the Blarney Stone, and then everyone said, yeah, I got the gift of the gab.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
so the next day we were on
this is what happened.
This is the follow on from it, like,
the Americans will be going, God, there's this girl on the radio, you know, honest to God, she kissed the Blarney Stone, she hasn't stopped talking.
I know.
That's great.
It works.
It does work.
Is there a reverse of it?
Hey!
Says your man. There's a stone somewhere.
You got a holiday out of this gab.
Take the money and run. Okay, now we have, obviously, we're going to send your friends in Fáilte, Ireland, are going to send you away to this trip, the Wild Atlantic Way trip. So on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, you're going to Galway.
Yeah.
You're doing pizza making and all that sort of thing. That'll be grand.
Can't you wait.
Make heats.
I'll be the other way. I can't even cook toast.
Can you not?
No, I burn it every time.
I get that from the mum. So.
All right, okay, well, that's handy.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, Thursday, June 4th, you'll be going to Connemara, my favourite part of the world, to the Delphi Adventure Resort and Spa. Have you ever been to that place?
No, but I've heard from everyone that it's amazing, and they're all telling me a different activity to do, so I'd say it'll be a coin toss which one I actually do.
You'll be going up quite high and climbing on ropes, and are you okay with...
Well, I love heights. Like, my adventure in me is like, just look over the edge, but then my brain kind of passes out, so I've often kind of went abseiling before, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get to the top, and then passed out. Like Sheldon and the Big Bang Theory, just floating on the thing off the ropes.
So as long as she's tied off in some sort of a rope,
yeah,
she'll be okay.
Once you tie me up, I'm fine. Throw me anywhere then.
Do you remember in Shrek when Sleeping Beauty goes, let's get out of the car, and she goes, yeah, action.
Yeah.
That's
me.
Yeah, that's you. Okay, great. Okay, we must remember that. Make sure there's more rope. She's going to need rope.
A harness.
Definitely need a harness. Okay, Achill Island then for a little bit of horse riding. How are we on that? David?
I'd be dodgy enough, but I'm sure she'd give me a few lessons. Like.
I'm good, but I...
You did equine science,
yeah,
you told me.
But I'm allergic to horses after doing equine science, so I've stocked up on the antihistamines and the inhalers for the week.
I love that you're an equine scientist who's allergic to horses. That makes me happy. I don't know why.
Well, I was horse riding 20 years, then all of a sudden I kept coughing, and everyone was like, you're going to die of this cough. And I went to the doctor, she was like, go on the nebulizer quick. She was like, hang on, you don't have asthma. You do all of a sudden. So it's kind of the shock of my life, really. You know.
You need to go to the asthma stone.
Yeah, I know. <Who's that? laughs> Well, if you find it, send me that way.
Okay. Sunday then, June 7th, you'll be heading up to Enniscrone and Sligo, and you will be doing a 200-metre cave run through the headland and emerging into the Dunbristle Sea Stack. So that sounds like...
Sounds lovely, yeah.
Really?
Sounds
kind of like, what's the name on it? Spelunky or something like that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Something strange like that.
Okay. Okay, and then you'll be doing that, and you will have, of course, you may indeed meet Scooby-Doo. I mean, that sounds like a Scooby-Doo adventure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
What? I wasn't told I'm going to meet Scooby-Doo.
I don't know, it's in your head.
Oh,
there's something I have to tell you about Scooby-Doo.
Okay, Sligo then, on the Monday the 8th of June, you'll stay where we stayed on Monday night in the Glasshouse Hotel. Very nice. You'll have a good time. And you're going to have a seaweed bath there. Have you ever had that before?
No.
Oh, you're going to love that.
I don't know.
Because G2 out there had a seaweed bath, and then she kind of was put off a little bit about it because she saw creatures from the seaweed crawling up her arm.
I'm terrified of spiders. God, I can't
wait. With the crab?
Okay, County Donegal then, Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll be going for two nights and you'll be possibly doing a bit of golf. But definitely doing a bit of co-steering.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Co-steering.
That's kind of like the rope off the side of a building, only on a cliff.
Like diving and diving and
exactly.
Swimming.
Yeah.
That's going to be my favourite.
Where you kind of jump and just let the rope off a bit and jump again. And
exactly, off the coast.
Yeah.
But you'll also be on a horse.
What?
Yeah. Put a horse and
harness on the horse.
Oh, well, once there's a harness, I don't care. Do anything to me once there's a harness. Okay, not anyway.
Not that kind of holiday. But there are tourists. Now, let's keep going. So you're going to get to see loads of the gorgeous places. I like this place, Keem Bay Mystery Island, a golden stretch of secluded sandy beach. Can be found on Ireland's largest island in Achill in County Mayo. Anyway, look, I've got loads to offer you. I've got a hamper full of stuff for the beverage as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're definitely going to need this umbrella. That's the umbrella. You need that.
Oh, my goodness.
This is... will you somebody take that?
It feels like there's going to be a puppy in it.
You want a puppy as well?
Yeah.
No, just a baby foal.
Oh my God,
it's close.
Yeah, so that's just from the Wild Atlantic Way team. They want to send you on your way. And as you can see, there's raincoats and other stuff in there that you'll need from different places, all that you'll meet along the Wild Atlantic Way. So we're going to be joining, going on the Wild Atlantic Way, starting on Sunday night week in Westport on Monday morning, and then up to Ross's Point in Sligo on Tuesday, and then Dunfanaghy in Donegal on Thursday, and then Donegal Town itself. Sorry, Wednesday, and then Donegal on Thursday itself, so that's good. It's great fun. You are going to have a ball, and it's Irish, and it's beautiful, and it's summer, so we'll bring buckets and spades.
It's me. It's like me in a holiday.
It's you on a holiday.
Yeah.
And so I hope you guys enjoy your trip, and we'll see you along the way.
Yeah.
We
may have to check in one or two bars to make sure that the pipes, I always like to do some research to make sure the pipes are flowing.
Okay.
And that the Guinness is...
I'm sure we could all help you out there.
Would you be able to?
I
might have to buy you a drink at some point.
We'll get Kira to pull a couple
of pints.
I'll
pull the pints, yeah.
Of course, that's your thing.
That's my thing,
Your thing in Tony's. Kira helps out in Tony's.
She makes a big deal of it as well. Like, there is the right pint of Guinness.
You're right.
Yeah, I know.
There's only
one way to do it.
And old glass only.
Hear that seriousness in the voice?
Glass is so important as well.
Don't give me that new glass muck.
No, they don't work.
Further information, wildatlanticway.com, and of course on Twitter on at wildatlanticway. Kira Higgins and David, thank you both for coming in to see us today.
Spot on, thanks man.
Say drive safely, have fun along the way, and we're delighted that you're our wanderer.
Thanks, Ray.
All right,
bye, take care.